Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
We have an injury update on Matt Hardy following AEW All Out, plus WWE stars reacting to some controversial social media policy changes, and a WWE Hall of Famer wants to fight on Rusev Day. For Monday, September the 7th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Oh my God. Oh, he's looking for the side effect.
The side effect on that...
Oh, both men down. Jesus. The only thing that broke their fall was the concrete floor.
Okay, Matt's out.
Matt,
he's out.
The back of his head struck the...
Did. All right, Aubrey Edwards checking in. Matt is out.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Matt's back of Matt's head. Oh. Bounced off the concrete floor there.
I don't know if he can continue here, guys.
Most importantly, Matt is okay and looks like Matt's going to be okay. What happened with Matt was Matt had taken a fall in the match, and I stopped the match, paused the match, and sent the doctor to check on him. And I was concerned that Matt could be hurt, so I rang the bell to pause the match. And then when the doctor checked on him, the doctor had passed him and cleared him on the protocol. He checked with Matt, and then Matt had come back after, and he's passed the concussion protocol, and he's doing okay. I spoke to him right after the match, and then again just now. He went as a precaution to the hospital just for tests to check out that he's okay, but it looks like he's okay, which is why the doctor cleared him to continue. It was not something any of us enjoyed, and it was something... there was a scary moment, but the most important thing is that Matt is okay. And we're all really glad about that. And thank you very much to everybody for giving me a moment to say that.
Tony Khan addressing the fall taken by Matt Hardy during AEW All Out. That audio came from the AEW media scrum at the end of the pay-per-view. You heard before that, of course, the moment where Matt Hardy and Sammy Guevara took a fall, which consequently resulted in Matt Hardy bashing his head off the concrete floor. The match was paused. The match then continued. And then Matt Hardy got taken to hospital. We heard from multiple sources that Matt Hardy was sent to be checked over from hospital shortly after that match. He was released the following day. Tony Khan has given us an update on Twitter. He says, an update on Matt Hardy. It's great news. Matt's okay. We sent him to the hospital as a precaution, and he passed the MRI and CT scans. He doesn't have a concussion, and he's being driven home now. Tony Khan also added that Matt Hardy will be on Dynamite on Wednesday night. He's going to address the fans and presumably address the incident that went down. Now, Rebby Hardy had a slightly different story to tell here, because whilst Tony Khan is saying no sign of a concussion, Rebby Hardy took to Twitter to say 1,000% concussion. Those Rebby Hardy, Matt Hardy's wife's exact words. She replied to a tweet by John Alba, who's a sports reporter based in Orlando, and he was questioning how AEW said that Hardy cleared their concussion protocol, as you heard Tony Khan say just then. Rebby replied with, gee, I wonder, could it be the company trying to justify and protect itself from backlash, or the family with no stake in this, with... who now has to deal with the repercussions? I guess we'll never know. She said her frustrations weren't aimed at John Alba per se, but those who are trying to be experts in a situation they aren't experts in. Well, we obviously wish Matt Hardy a full and fast recovery. I believe there'll be more to say about this. We may even hear it from Matt Hardy himself this coming Wednesday night on AEW Dynamite.
Alexander the Great. First off, I just wanted to say thank you so much for reaching out. I really appreciate it. I know you're busy. You say you've worked multiple jobs, and the fact that you've taken the time to request a cameo and to chat with me a little bit, I really appreciate it.
Jonathan, I am here today to wish you a very happy Father's Day. Yes!
What's up, Ed? Mandy Rose here. Happy 40th to the only man who texted an Australian he met at WrestleMania to get a copy of my Maxim magazine.
¿Qué pasó, José? ¿Cómo estás? Aquí Rey Mysterio, desde San Diego hasta Barcelona.
Ollie and Leo, what's up, guys? This is WWE NXT superstar Dominik Dijakovic.
Steve, welcome to the ball pit!
WWE under fire over the weekend following some changes to the company's social media protocol. So Vince McMahon held a meeting on Friday. We talked about this on the Cultaholic News on our YouTube channel, whereby he said that anybody that is under contract with WWE as an independent contractor, they essentially own the rights to their name. So therefore, they are ruling out third-party sponsorships and endorsement deals going forward. This means Twitch streams, Cameo, deals with TikTok and other social media platforms will have to be wrapped up in the next 30 days, and moving forward will have to go through WWE. Mass outcry from this online. WWE responded to this outcry with a statement where they say, much like Disney and Warner Brothers, WWE creates, promotes, and invests in its intellectual property, i.e. the stage names of performers like The Fiend Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns, Big E, and Braun Strowman. It is the control and exploitation of these characters that allows WWE to drive revenue, which in turn enables the company to compensate performers at the highest levels in the sports entertainment industry. Notwithstanding the contractual language, it is imperative for the success of our company to protect our greatest assets and establish partnerships with third parties on a company-wide basis, rather than at the individual level, which as a result will provide more value for all involved. So to wrap this up, what this means is that now if these guys want to do stuff like Cameo and Twitch and things like that, they'll have to do it through WWE. That's basically how it's looking. When it comes to the reaction to this new social media policy, Dave Meltzer's given us a bit of insight from Wrestling Observer. He says, as far as I know, nobody actually seems to know what it means. They think it means no Cameo, no Twitch, no sponsorship deals like Bang Energy. Lana did a commercial for Bang Energy on TikTok recently. He says a lot of them make a lot of money off Cameo. Not more than their contracts, but they make a lot of money. It's significant money that some are losing based on the Cameo stuff. The sponsorship stuff, I can see that because I know in the past, when people in WWE had commercial offers, WWE had to approve and negotiate them. That has been the case forever. They want that control. A lot of people are talking about, what about independent contractors classification? We all know that's a fraud, says Dave Meltzer. In AEW, everyone's deal is different. There are people who are exclusive, but there are people who are allowed in on their days off to go and do stuff with other places, whether it's Japan or the Indies or whatever. But in WWE, you are essentially contracted directly to them. We'll see how the talent takes that. But again, nobody exactly knows. The assumption is that YouTube is fine. The assumption is that Twitch is not fine. I know that doing commercials for anybody is not fine. That was always going to happen. That was always going to be not fine. Extra detail on this comes from Fightful, who say, quote, thus far, based on the wrestlers that we've spoken to, none plan on ceasing their Cameo or streaming setups. Two specifically noted that if WWE wants them to, they'll need their contracts renegotiated to compensate the limitations and changes. One of those who is sticking to their guns is Paige, who has essentially got round this ruling that WWE owns the property of their name by changing the name of her Twitch channel to Soraya, using her real name. She said, just so you guys know, this is all going to be changed. We're going to be changed to Soraya, my real name. We are not going to get rid of our Twitch. We are here to stay. We are not going anywhere. Twitch is our house. I'm the queen of Twitch. So there's no chance in hell we're getting rid of my stream. We are here. We are here to stay. No, guys, I can keep it. It's just Soraya. Just having to change it all over to Soraya. Thank you guys for understanding. I know it's going to be a little bit weird to get used to Soraya, but it is what it is. More on this. Big change to WWE's policy as we get it. Now, for my two cents, I get the sponsorship bit. I get the fact that WWE wants a cut of people's personal sponsorship deals because they are utilizing characters, persona that they have created online. I totally get that. And at the same time, they are independent contractors. So surely now is the time to go, okay, well, if you want all this to go on, then you need to look at how you evaluate your wrestlers. They're either independent contractors and they can kind of go as and where they want, or you hire them staff, you put them on a deal with the company, and you take it from there. I feel like for a long, long time, it's been a bit of both. And I feel like there needs to be a decision made here for this to go any further. And we'll see if that happens. I think if it's ever going to happen, it's going to happen over something like this. Money is a great driver in things like this more than anything else. Obviously, when we know more, you'll get more at cultaholic.com. Former Mae Young Classic competitor Sage Beckett. She wrestled in TNA as Rosie Lotterlove, if you recall. She responded to a tweet from Maria Kanellis, and this may become something that becomes a bigger story in the weeks to come. Maria Kanellis tweeted, "So much in wrestling is in the shadows. Fear and abuse of power is their main control mechanism. If WWE fires a woman 2 months postpartum, who wouldn't they fire?" Now, Beckett quote retweeted this, saying, "Or hire you during the evolution," in speech marks, "after you've already lost 130 pounds over the last 2 years, then do weekly weigh-ins with you because you need to lose more weight to be marketable and release you on International Women's Day." Now, in the tweet, Sage Beckett tagged former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang. Now, he recently had some words to say about Vince McMahon and the labor practices within WWE. I feel like this may very well be a story that we'll need to keep an eye on this week.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Back to AEW All Out. A couple of other notes from the pay-per-view. Meltzer said the reason that the tooth and nail match between Dr. Britt Baker and Big Swole was a cinematic star match was quite simple. He said, quote, "Britt Baker wasn't ready. She had a broken leg and they thought she would be ready for the pay-per-view. But there's no 100% when it comes to healing a broken leg. And I'm not sure about her nose. So she wasn't ready to do a full-on match. So they did this to hide the fact that Britt couldn't do a lot. This explained as well why there was quite a lot of involvement from Reba throughout this as well. Matt Sydal in the news as well after his AEW debut didn't quite go according to plan, running out to the ring during the Casino Battle Royale, attempting a shooting star press, and unfortunately landing badly, botching the move upon his debut. Matt Sydal tweeted about it and said, "Slipping was bonkers. That was the first and hopefully a last. Thank you all for the kind messages and check-ins. I am beyond honored to be part of AEW Wrestling's All Out. I think that was a sign. I'll be using all new material next time. Stay tuned to see what I'm saying." If you want to catch up on what we thought of AEW All Out, you can watch what happened at AEW All Out and AEW All Out Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. New Japan Pro Wrestling have announced the participants for this year's G1 Climax will be revealed on September the 9th at the Sendai Sun Plaza Hall in Miyagi. That is where New Japan are going to be putting on a card. And during that show, we will find out the 30 participants in this year's G1 Climax. Now, as well as that, we're going to see Hiromu Takahashi and Bushi taking on Yoshinobu Kanemura and El Desperado. We'll see Ryusei Kataguchi and Master Waito take on Taiji Ishimori and Gedo. Naito, Shingo Takagi and Sanada facing Evil Dick Togo and Yujiro Takahashi. Also, we will see action from Minoru Suzuki, Jack Sabre Jr., Doki, Tomohiro Ishii, Yoshihashi. It's a great lineup for the show. And as I say, that is where we will find out how this year's G1 Climax is going to shape up. Should be an interesting arrangement this year. What with travel limitations due to COVID-19, we will see who makes the cut. Dave Meltzer has shed a bit more light on the release of the authors of Pain. Akam and Razor were let go from WWE just before the weekend. Meltzer says, "Big surprise. Nobody saw that one coming. Razor was just cleared. He tore his biceps. And as soon as he was cleared, he was cut. I heard the idea was AOP were not going to be back with Seth Rollins, which was their original role, but they didn't know where they would be. They're both in their 20s. They are shooters, which the company likes. They're both guys who are agile and who can bump. Paul Heyman wanted to make them his road warriors, and Triple H did too, because he even brought in Ellering for them. So it's interesting that those two wanted to make them into road warriors, and then Vince just decided that, no, whatever. Everybody was high on them. It surprised me. But again, it's Vince." Dave finishes by saying, "I don't know what happened. Maybe Vince just thought they get hurt too often." During his recent stream on Twitch, AJ Styles revealed he had an idea for a t-shirt from the rivalry with John Cena. However, Vince McMahon shot it down immediately. This is the quote from AJ. He says, "John Cena was so much fun to work with. We did some really good stuff. He was so smooth and easy to work. That whole beat up John Cena thing was just a lot of fun." It was a catchphrase for ages, wasn't it? "I actually had an idea for a shirt," says AJ, "that said, beat up John Cena," or something like that. "I pitched it to Vince and he said, you want me to promote a shirt rooting against my top babyface? I just went ahead and let that one go." Kurt Angle's wife has revealed that Kurt Angle himself wanted to wrestle Rusev in his first match back for his WWE return. Giovanna Angle tweeted out in response to Matt Hardy from a few days ago, who was bigging up the artist now known as Miro. Giovanna said, "Kurt Angle and I were just talking about Miro yesterday. He is and still is the man. True story. Kurt wanted Rusev to be his first match. One of the reasons why he wanted to go back. We came so close to getting a Kurt Angle classic on Rusev Day of all days. We nearly got it. We nearly got it." Over on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, you can check out a brand new episode of Behind the Match. It is the night a WWF guy challenged a WCW guy for the ECW Championship. It was an amazing moment in history. You can watch that on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, as well as AEW All Out, graded, and the What Happened At for AEW All Out 2. Meanwhile, on the podcast feed, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw review went live on Saturday. It's myself and Justin Henry watching every episode of Monday Night Raw from the very beginning to its bitter end, or one of our bitter ends. Check out twitch.tv/cultaholic tonight as Andrew, one of our editors here at Cultaholic, has been having such a laugh on a Monday night watching Andrew rocking up with some old PlayStation 2 games. He's had Dog's Life on the go. We had Jack and Daxter a while back as well. He's back tonight from 6 o'clock. Give him some love over at twitch.tv/cultaholic. And at cultaholic.com, we reflect on last year's All Out with 5 things you probably don't remember about AEW All Out 2019. You'll be surprised the names that are currently in WWE that were a part of that particular show. You can check it out at cultaholic.com right now. Also, the Cultaholic shop is now open. If you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, still a very limited number of limited edition items available. You can still pick up some great design t-shirts, but they're going very quickly. So make sure you pay a visit to cultaholicshop.com right now. More lines being added soon at cultaholicshop.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.